Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Elio Chacon. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting 8th. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist strikes out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Chacon moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pinson bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Chacon moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Chacon scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Post picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Post. Banks moves to third. Altman moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds one, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of 1-2. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heist is 0-1 in the game. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer is 0-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chacon is 0-1 in the game. Chacon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Casco is 0-1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers is 0-1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bertel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pinson is 0-0 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Post is 0-1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of 0-0. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Chacon moves to second. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chacon moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chacon scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-1, Reds. Don Elston now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Don Elston. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-3 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heist scores. Zimmer moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Gordy Coleman pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Reds. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Toole bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Jim Brewer now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Casco reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-2, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordy Coleman now playing first base. Don Blasingame now playing second base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Reds. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Toole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Jim McEnany batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McEnany moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.